What's up, people? It's your boy Dame Demo. I'm back with another podcast. So look, we got this 49ers Eagles game. You know, I'm kind of upset. Okay, I'm pissed off. One, because I lost my parlay because the Eagles scored 31. I had them under 30.5, and they scored 31 points. I am pissed off. I lost so much money because of that 1 point. Now, this is what I'm thinking. Okay. The Eagles, I'm not going to take it away from them. They advanced. They deserved it. They won. They did everything they could. Cool beans. But they were facing a team that then lost two quarterbacks. So, I mean, I don't know what the 49ers had this season, but they whole quarterback room just I mean, I don't know what happened. Like, they just all fell short. For some reason, like, they just all got hurt. Like, what is going on with the quarterback room? I mean, like, that is ridiculous. I mean, they just came in and they were it for that one drive that I had saw. 49ers was running the ball. I'm like, there's no way you're gonna get back in this game by running the ball. Like, you're already down 21-7, I think it was. Like, you're not gonna get back in this game running the ball, but you can't throw the ball because Brock Purdy couldn't come and throw the ball because his elbow got hit. I'm like, could he try to throw it left hand or something? Like, I'm like, it's literally at this point, is he a win or go home? He has to try to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if he goes in there and just throws a left hand pass that goes only 5 yards, I would be willing to accept that. You know, like, I feel as though quarterbacks have to warm up with their right, with their dominant hand, right? And then also say, okay, let me make sure I can get a left hand pass out if need be, or a right hand pass out, the non-dominant hand pass out, just in case if need be, so you can somewhat continue a drive. You know, that was an awful performance. Once the quarterbacks went down, it was just like, what in the world are we watching? You know, like, it was sad. You know, I think the Eagles did what they supposed to do. Obviously, take care of business and leave everything behind, but just like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, what is going on? And like, what is going on? I mean, that was an awful performance. After, I mean, it seemed like it was going to be good, but then once the quarterbacks went down, it just got just sad. Like, it was almost sad to watch because you could see the life drain out of a team because they knew, hey, we're done. Like, we're done. It's over. It's literally over for us. I don't know, man. Maybe they had something else. Maybe they had nothing else they could do. Maybe it was just done for them. But that was a very sad performance for the 49ers, as you could see, like, their belief almost kind of just drained away after the injuries. Like, it just that's the worst thing to see. Like, you could just see the faces just go from a smile to a frown, you know. But I think the Eagles did there. They were kind of destined for this, you know, this year. They were kind of definitely destined for it. So, you know, good for them. You know, they did what they had to do. They did what they had to do. And my thing is, only because they got up to such an outstanding lead because of the offense, obviously, right? Because of the 49ers offense. They were able to run up the score, right? But I think, personally, I don't think that the Eagles were able to run to get the best of what they needed to do. So, like, their offense couldn't do the best. Like, because Jalen Hurts went 15 for 25, 121 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. You know, you will want to see him around close to 200 because he's going to have to – well, they're not going to have to, but you want to see a little bit more production versus a team that's already teeter-totting, you know. I mean, Miles Sanders had a great game on the ground. I mean, it seemed like they were knocking them out on the ground. But I would have wanted to see them just hit a little bit harder in the passing game. And then defense, I think the defense just was like, all right, we're playing a high school team. That's what it almost looked like. I mean, because they were just running the ball. I mean, and it almost seemed like Kyle Shanahan stopped running creative runs. Now, you can do, you know, obviously some pass, blah, 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 blah. You couldn't pass the ball, but you can try to create a run or a or some type of mystery to a degree. I don't know. Well, it was a sad go out for the 49ers. I kind of had them in there to go to the Super Bowl, but the Eagles advanced. The Eagles won. The Eagles deserved it. So what else can you say? But yeah, good job, Eagles. Good job, Jalen Hurts. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts had a remarkable season, and everybody was underlooking him. I thought he should have been the MVP. I think he still should be the MVP. Unless you want to go with Mahomes, only because Mahomes had a great season, and losing Tyreek Hill was like, oh, Tyreek Hill's gone. They're going to suck, you know, to a degree. Not suck all the way, not to get to the playoffs, but like everybody was definitely like, oh, you know, Tyreek Hill's the reason that they're winning. Tyreek Hill's the reason that Patrick Mahomes is good. Tyreek Hill's this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, Tyreek Hill makes everybody look good, but I don't think it was only Tyreek Hill that was making those plays. But who knows? I think the two guys in here are the MVPs. You're right. It's between these two. I wouldn't really be mad if it was even one of them. One of them should be the MVP. Nobody outside of these two should be the MVP. That's just that simple to me. I have nothing else to say about that. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Peace.